This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President-elect Donald Trump will be in Indiana today to, in part, claim victory in a deal with Carrier Corporation to keep about 1,000 jobs from going to Mexico. The president-elect had skewered Carrier on the campaign trail for its plan to move 2,000 jobs south of the border. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more.
A lot of Indiana's manufacturing jobs have already been replaced by lower-paying service and logistics work. Chris Benner, a professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, says these 1,000 jobs are a big deal, but a deal that would be hard to replicate. It's a one-off.
Well, it's not really policy, is it?
Carrier's decision to keep some of the jobs in Indiana will come with state tax breaks, but United Steelworkers union leaders say they still haven't gotten details about whether it will also come with pay cuts and which jobs will be preserved. Mohan Tatikanda, a professor at the Kelly School of Business at Indiana University, agrees with Benner that it's a one-off, but he thinks other companies could feel the pressure of possible attention from the new administration.
Some will want to avoid the bully pulpit factor of President-elect Trump and President Trump possibly saying negative things about their company.
The flip side of that is it's possible businesses would threaten to move jobs as a negotiating tactic, hoping to get deals from state or federal government. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.